G'day, Alex.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, good. I guess you get them at a good time, if that's possible, Alex, after the travel that the Wanderers have had and their win, I should say, last night as well.
That's right, yeah. I mean, before the game, we would have thought there would have been a great time to get them because of all the travel, and I think they get back tomorrow. But I think they've got a bit of confidence after the win they got last night, so who knows how to take this game.
That's true. That's true.
It's hard to read them. It's been peculiar this season.
It has been, yeah. I mean, it's still incredible that they've only won the one game. Then they go away and beat a team like Ashima over in Japan. So, look, they're a team that's obviously done very well in the Champions League, but, you know, that could be a game that turns their season around. But, yeah, hopefully for our sake, it isn't.
So, did you watch that game last night?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, and do you think they upped the ante a bit? Did you see them change things up, play differently?
No, not in particular. I just think, look, they've got a game plan that really suits Asian football. You know, they absorb a lot of pressure and then try and play on the counter-attack, where in the A-League you can't really do that. You know, every team's fairly even. The crowd here in Australia expects you to go out on the front foot and play, especially, you know, this week when they'll be at home, they'll be expected by their crowd to come out and play a different style of football. So I just think, look, they've really worked out how... and Popper in particular has worked out what works in Asia, which is a little bit different to the A-League.
Mate, FC, you're going along nicely, scoring a lot of goals.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, before Christmas, we went on a pretty bad run where we didn't score for four games and there was a lot made about it. So we focused heavily on that in the January break that we had. And look, it's coming quite well along at the moment. We scored 15 in the last four goals, and hopefully we can continue that and then tighten up our defence a little bit as well.
And even though it was a good win last start, I don't think the coach, Graham Arnold, was completely happy with the performance.
No, that's true. And look, I think rightly so. I don't know if it was complacency or what. We spoke about not letting that creep into our game, but look, it was just a difficult game. You get that. I think the 3 weeks before that, we'd done extremely well. A few of the boys were a little bit flat heading into that game as well. And look, just I think the positive thing is that we got out of it, we scored a lot of goals, and we still won the game.
And I guess that's a good sign that you're travelling pretty sweetly too, Alex, when you can play, you know, not the coach not be happy but still have a win.
Well, exactly, because I think, like I said, before Christmas we had a very tough run, and, you know, we had games that we were playing some very good football and not getting results, you know, even losing games. So, look, obviously you'll take results in some games over performance, and, you know, I guess when we do sort of hopefully click in the last part of the season where, you know, both our attacking side and defensive side, you know, it's these games that you look back on where you didn't play so well but got a win that make all the difference.
And how's your role changed, if at all, under Arnie?
Look, it's changed a little bit. Not so much in terms of captaincy. Arnie's helped me a lot with that. And look, I think when you've got a lot of sort of older boys that took a bit of a hit with injuries, particularly in the, you know, later part of last year, that made it a little bit difficult. But look, on the field, nothing much has changed. You know, he gives everyone roles and he... breaks things down so, you know, meticulously that you know exactly what you're doing from week to week. Everybody that, you know, so not just myself. So I've played a few different positions this year, but I'm enjoying the different roles that he's giving me. And look, I mean, it's a very good squad that we've got. We've got guys like Shane Smelt coming off the bench, Ryan Grant, guys that would start in most teams. So, look, just being out on the field at the moment in a team coached by Arnie is quite good.
And, mate, you're in fifth position at the moment, but you're probably better than that. I mean, it's a pretty congested leaderboard, isn't it?
It definitely is. But, again, it sort of really goes to show how bad that run was that we went on before Christmas. Yeah. I mean, it feels like we've been stuck in fifth place for, you know, a long time now, even though we've been winning the last couple of weeks, and we've gone a good run. But look, we're very close now. We're only within one or two points of, you know, the top couple teams, and I think that can really change this week if we get a good result.
And how big is the derby?
Yeah.
Well, it's the biggest game for us on the calendar, really, and it seems the first two came along quite quickly, and this one, it's been a while. So, look, there was a lot that happened in that last game as well, so we'll be, you know, looking to get a good result. We obviously only took a point there last time, but I think we really need to take advantage of the fact that they've got a lot of travel in them in the last couple of days. It'll be a great crowd, though, great occasion, as it always is, and we're looking forward to it.
We marvel at your playing schedule sometimes. I think the Wanderers have got, would it be like, I think it's 11 games in 34 days or something like that, Alex. You guys play a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's look, the advantage and disadvantage of playing in the Champions League. You know, yeah. I think every team in Australia wants to be there and wants to be in that competition. But when you are, it's really difficult. I mean, especially with the squad sizes we have to manage that,
yeah.
And get around all the travel, all the amount of games that we have to play. But look, teams in Europe, they play a lot more than us, so we can't complain.
And they get paid a hell of a lot more too.
well, so maybe we can complain.
Alex, always good to chat, mate. It's a massive game. Western Sydney Wanderers up against Sydney FC, Pirtek Stadium, 7:30 on Saturday night. All the best, mate. Thanks for your time.
No worries, guys. Thank you very much.
He's good, isn't he? Good talent and hell of a player too. Alex Brosk there, Sydney FC captain.